So the Gemara says is that when you have an old city, it's not only the old city which reads on the 15th, but even those places which could see the walled city, or could are near the walled city. Okay, right. So we said according to the Rambam, and then the Gemara says, how much? It says a mil away. So we said the Rambam learns that it means how much. It means even. He means like this. It means it has to be near it. It means either mamish, you know, connected to it, or if it could be seen, as long as it's within a mil. Okay, so seeing only works if it's within a mil, or it could be even if you can't see it, but it's mamish connected, right next to it, right next to it. But you can't see it because there's like a valley or something, right? So then it reads on the 15th. But if it basically is more than a mil, or it's less than a mil, but it can't be seen. Right, so then it's not going to work. So we said is that what's the idea according to Rambam? We said what's the hamina and what's the moskana? Hamina would be that it doesn't matter. It's only inside the walls itself. No, this type of these somehow extensions of seeing it or being near it also read on the 15th. So he said, what's the idea? What's the halacha of the walled cities? Is it pshat that the wall defines the city? A walled city means the wall defines the city limits. Because in this context, we define the city by the wall. The wall is koveya, the city. So the walled city is that which is within inside the walls. And then you wouldn't be able to read if you're outside the walls. You're not part of the walled city. Because the wall delineates and gives, defines the boundaries of the city. Where do you say no? Kamash Malan, that's not the way it works. But a city is a city. City is defined socially, however you define a city, we'll get to it in a second. The wall does is it takes a city and gives it a status, a property of being a walled city. It gives it the chashivas of being walled. But it doesn't necessarily mean that every single square inch of the city has to be walled. As long as there's walls, as long as the city has a wall, so then you can give the quality of being walled to the city. I guess we could hang up and call back in. Yeah, as long as the city has a wall, so then you can give the property of the city being walled. But what the city boundaries are is defined by Nera and Samach, which we'll get to in a second. Okay? With me? Okay, so now the question is, so now how do you define the city? No, still going on. Give it a minute or two. Yeah, so how do you define a city? So the city you define... So he said like this, is that... So there's the city proper, but then you have like according to the Rambam, the city could have like the extended city, and the extended city includes houses which aren't necessarily, surrounded by the wall, but are mitzuraf to that part of the central part of the city. And what's the tziruf? So you said there's two kinds of tziruf. There's a tziruf of smichas, that is right next to it, right immediately contiguous, and then there's a tziruf of riyah. That it's nearer, that you could see it. There's also a tziruf. It's mitzarefet. But, now it's mitzarefet into one city. But, what we said is that if it's more than tchum away, then that's a mafsek. You can't be mitzaref things into being one city if there's tchum, an objective tchum, a distance in between them. Simply, the nature of the tziruf is that you're trying to join it to make it into one city. So it can't be one city if there's a hafsek of tchum in between. So if there's less than the tchum, so then all you need is a mitzaref. So again, the mitzaref could be either it's very close, or the mitzaref could be that you could see it.
Welcome.
But if it's, for instance, within the tchum, but it's not super close.
There are two participants
nor,
in this conference.
Not, it's not super close, nor could you, nor could it be seen. Like if there's some sort of cliff in between or mountain in between, so it's less, even if it's less than tchum, but it's not right there, nor is it visible, so then there's no mitzaref. So then basically it's going to be two cities. So the main idea in the Rambam, though, is that these Samach and Nira defines the city. It means the city is defined as an extended city. Extended definition of the city. Not the city as defined and delineated by the wall, but the city as defined by the Kiruv Hadas of the dwellers in there. And the Kiruv Hadas of the dwellers in there is rendered based upon their proximity or their visibility, they could see it. But again, since it's the whole idea that it renders it into one city, you can't possibly say you have one city if there's a Tum Shabbos and a Tum in between the two. That's already a mill in between. That's objective of Mafsik. So that's they see each other. Okay, so it's a nice sightseeing, but it can't render into one city. It's a Mafsik of the year. The halacha of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, there's a Kedusha of Batei Arei Choma. There's a Kedusha of certain cities in Eretz Yisrael that they're walled cities. And there, I would think the definition there is only is the wall defines a city. Mechitzos. It's a Kedushas Mechitzos. And the Mechitzos delineate a city and give a Kedusha. There's a Kedusha to the city as defined by the Mechitzos. And there's halachas about that, about sending Mitzrayim outside of the city. And about if you buy houses in the city, they have a certain status in terms of selling them, by buying them back, and you have the whole deal. So there, the city is defined by the mechitzos, the wall. The city, it's not the extended city, the social city, the dwellers. It's defined by the structure, the wall. Here, the wall just takes a city as defined by its dwellers and by the kirvadas of the dwellers, the dira of the dwellers, and it gives it a property of the wall.
Welcome.
The wall will be will function for protection for even the people who live outside the city, because what they do is they gather into the walled city when there's it's one big city, and the whole city, not every single part of the city has to have the wall, because it's true, when there's a war, people gather into the city, into the wall. So basically it's all one city, and it's a walled city, and anyone who wants to get the protection of the city will just go in time of war. Everyone gathers inside the wall. So even if you happen to live outside, you're part of the same city. You dwell together. And you don't know what's the difference if you live in the wall or out of the wall in terms of the protection. You go inside. Right, I guess, it's not as secure, but whatever. That's why it's an extended city. That's what Rishon HaNishon is saying. That's why it's an extended city. The point is, though, is the definition of the city is not defined by the wall, but the wall... City is a city. The wall just gives the city a property. And therefore it could extend beyond the wall itself. Okay. So what we're going to do now is Rashi. Okay. So Rashi learns different than the Rambam. Rashi learns straight. I mean, the Rambam is sneaky. Because the Gemara says two things. It says that you could be part of the walled city. You have the status. You have the halachic status of the walled city if you're near the city or if you could see the city. Okay. So you're near it or you could see it. So the Gemara says, how far? So it says a mil, 2,000 amos, which let's say means the same thing as 2,000 amos, a mil away. So the simple way to learn, not like the Rambam, means what is how far going on? How far is going on? What do you mean by near? If you're near the city or if you could see the city. See, we understand what see means. See means see. But near, what do you mean by near? So saying 2,000 amos is near. So that's the way Rashi learns, is that if you're near the city, means if you're within 2,000 amos of the city, so then you're part of the city. Whether you could, then you have the, then you read on the 15th, whether you could see the city or you can't see the city. Doesn't matter about seeing it. If you see the city, then it doesn't matter if you're 2,000 amos. Then you see it. So then you're also part of it. Then you're also halachically a part of it. Right? So according to Rashi, he's arguing on both counts. He says that near... I remember the Rambam was learning that near means your mom is super duper close. And if you don't see each other, you have to be super duper close. That was according to the Rambam. Right? Because otherwise it's not really part of the city, that's what we said. But Rashi's learning, no, if you're within 2,000 amos, I don't care if you can see it or not. Within 2,000 amos, you're defined objectively as near. And now you read on the 15th. And then the Rambam says, seeing only helped you within the Rambam if you're within 2,000 amos. But Rashi's learning, no, that seeing works even if you're more than 2,000 amos away. Right? So it's a pretty big machlokas. The question is, what's Rashi's idea? What's his unification? The simplest reading of Rashi would be, even if you're 10 miles away, if you see the thing, you're a part of it, then you're considered a 15er. Right? If you see it. It doesn't matter if you're far. It doesn't matter how far. The Ran seems to want to put into Rashi. He doesn't exactly say it's Rashi, but it seems like he's talking about Rashi. That even Rashi would agree it can't be like so far. I mean, I don't know what exactly is the limit as far as we have to go as far, but it can't be miles, miles away. Like in New Hampshire, you see Canada from 100 miles away, because you're on top of a mountain. That's ridiculous, kind of, But I mean, we have to get into. First, I think we'll get as far for Rashi, and we'll see if you can draw a line. Because where that, what's that line exactly? So So I think he has to have a concept before we could really, you know. But for the time being, let's leave it open-ended. More than 2,000 amos. As long as you can see it. Rashi is on Beis HaMebeis, the last line, Ad Kama. Okay, because it says, basically, Nira or Samach. And it says, Ad Kama, how far does it go? And it says, Mil. So it says, Rashi says, Kama Chashav HaSamach. It says, until how far is it considered to be Samach? So that comma is going on the close. Let's define this close. It's a good example, by the way. This is a good example of where if you don't read these Rishonim very, very carefully, you're not going to notice that there's even a machlokas. You're not going to notice the issue. I mean, the Rambam, first of all, if you remember here yesterday, you really got to... we're reading like the Kesef Mishnah, one of his explanations of the Rambam, but the Rambam is very, very cryptic. You know what he's saying. First, it's problematic. So you have to first go with a way of reading the Rambam to see what he's saying, and then you have to notice that Rashi's learning differently based upon these like three words. You know, it's like he doesn't make like a raised flag saying I'm arguing on anybody. You know, Rashi doesn't. There's no style. In general, when you read Rashi, you got to be careful of that. You got to realize, make sure what he's saying and what he's not saying. Don't just assume he's saying like the Rambam. Or whatever, you know, or like any other Rishon. I mean, you gotta, Rashi tells you his position or his argument or whatever very, very subtly. You know, Tosis explains to you when he's arguing Rashi. Rashi doesn't explain to you, it doesn't raise any flags when he's not going with the way everyone else learns. You know, so you gotta read Rashi's especially carefully. You know, the Rishonim kind of tell, you know, talk about what they're doing. Rashi just explains the thing, simple. You know? There's an interesting point, I guess it's kind of methodology, but it's like when you learn a sugya, so especially if it's a new sugya that you haven't really done that much before, so you kind of need fact, right? I mean, it's very hard to learn a sugya without knowing the basic facts in the area. So how do you get those facts? You know, so if you're a bucky in shas and you know everything cold, then it's, you know, a problem. You don't have these problems. But normal people who are, or abnormal people, I guess, depending on your perspective, don't have this knowledge on their fingertips. So oftentimes the Rambam is very good for that. Because the Rambam, basically, he's ordered very well. He's an easy read. He presents everything from kind of from square one. Start at the beginning of a parak, or the related halachos. I mean, it's kind of easy to find things. It's organized. I mean, the Shas isn't organized that well. It's not meant to be organized that well. The Rambam's organized well. You can find things. Right? So oftentimes you want to get background in an area that you're not totally unfamiliar with. It's a good idea to read the parak in the Rambam, read it or whatever, you know, something like that. Problem is that you oftentimes have a bias, is that you don't, the Rambam is simplified. I mean, maybe not all Rishonim learn like the Rambam. So, I mean, you want to get the basic background facts, but at the same time you have to realize that you're not necessarily everyone agrees with every single detail that's in the Rambam. So you kind of get stuck in assuming everyone's basically, you know, on board, which isn't always the case. You know, but which is kind of like there's no great solution to that problem. On the one hand, if you don't read the Rambam, sometimes you just don't mean it, you know, can't get your feet wet in the area. But on the other hand, when you read it, you have to kind of read it with a grain of salt and realize trying to get an overview. But any one particular detail, as best possible, don't get hung up on because maybe it's just the Rambam. I mean, you can look at the notes of the Kalim, sometimes they tell you, you know, if there's other shittos or whatever. But it's just something to be aware of, is to basically put understanding that you have from one set of Rishonim to other Rishonim is kind of a little tricky. You know? Okay, so, similar to Maris is suggesting. I guess similar to him also. But, I like the word suburbs. Okay? I mean, that's just like the English word that we use for it. What? New York. But there's an idea of like the, see, as opposed to the Rambam's basically saying is the city, the walled city, reads on the 15th. Okay? And now the Chiddush of Rishu ben Levi is that you could have an extended city. The city is not defined by the wall, but there's an idea of the city is defined by the cohesive unit of Dira. Okay, but it's the city. It's an extended, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi is giving him an extended definition of a city. According to Rashi, he's saying no. The city is the city. But the halacha is when the halacha that you read on the 15th, it's not only the city which reads on the 15th, but it's the halacha is the city and its extended and its suburbs. The other places are like some people will say, like you say, oh yeah, I live in New York. You know, oh really? Oh, not quite, but it's, you know, it's like the suburbs. Like there's an idea of a city, or someone's got to say, I mean, I live in Boston. But if you question them, they'll say they really don't live in Boston. They live in Brookline or they live in Cambridge or whatever. You know, but basically, it's like the it's like, yeah, like you want to say it's like a sphere of influence idea. It's like there's an idea. It's like everyone wants to be with a big city, so to speak. And if you're within a certain proximity to the thing, or if you could see it, I mean, there are different ways in which you define as a suburb. So then you basically you identify with the thing. So the saying is that the 15th, the walled city is read on the 15th, and all of those who identify themselves with that city read on the 15th. Again, the 15th are the chash of the cities. There's an idea of the sphere of influence, the suburbs. The city and its suburbs all are grabbed in by the reading of the 15th. Whereas, again, it's not an idea that they're part of the city. They're not part of the city. The Queens isn't part of Manhattan. It's not part of it, but it's like a suburb of it. It's an extension, you know, there's some sort of a, there's a tziruf of being that the people who are in Queens identify themselves with the city. They feel like New Yorkers, even though it's not technically, even if you'd say, I mean, it's kind of funny, because New York is a vague word. Right? It doesn't, whatever. New York City is, you know, it's Queens, it's technically part of it, so it's not the best example. But like Boston, I think would be, I don't know that much about Boston, but I would think it's like, you know, I have cousins who live in Brookline. Which is, I don't think technically, maybe Matt knows, but I don't think it's technically part of Boston. But it's pretty much, they call themselves Bostonians. You know, because whatever, Boston's the big city. And there's a suburb of Boston, you know, so the suburb of Boston. I mean, it means that there's like, yeah, I guess the idea is based on the sphere of influence, or the idea is that you identify with the big city. So that's the Chiddush Kodesh Rabbi Shimon Levi. Is not that there's an extended definition of the city, but there's an extended definition of the people who read with the city. There's like the city and those who are associated with the city read on the 15th. So it means there's the city and its suburbs. The city and its suburbs. Now, the definition of a suburb... just saying, what makes you a suburb of the city? So it's saying, first of all, if you're within Tchum Shabbos of the city, then you're a suburb of the city. That makes sense. You can walk right to the city. It's close. And even if you're not that close to it, but if you see the things, then you identify with the city. You identify yourself as part of the city. Not as part of the city, but as a suburb of the city. You identify with the city if you see it. You walk outside and you see the thing. Right? It's a suburb of it. Based upon the fact that you see it, you see the big city. Again, the big city is Chashev, and you see the big city, so you have to identify with it. But even if you don't see it, if you're within a walk, you're within a mill, you're within the tchum of the thing, then also you identify with it. But if it's more than that, if it's more than a tchum, and you can't see it, so then the thing that's not defined as a suburb. But it could be what the Ran is saying. The Ran is, you don't have to agree with the Ran, but which seemed to be convincing is like, if you take an example of on top of Mount Washington in New Hampshire, you could see Canada, which could be very, very far away. I don't know exactly how far, let's say 100 miles away. I mean, I don't think you're going to say that's a suburb of Canada because you could see it. I mean, you're creating like a situation where, you know, you can see it, but the seeing only works. It's the concept is the idea of, as Ron is saying, the concept is it's a suburb of the place. Suburb of the city, and seeing is a certain type of a seeing. Man renders it creates a certain tziruf, a certain identification with the city, such that you'll consider yourself a suburb of the place. But I mean, if you happen to have favorable conditions and a good, clear day, and it happens to be you can see the thing from a very, very, very far away, I don't know how you measure it though. I mean, that's what the Ron's chiddush is, that he doesn't give you a shear. It's just in case you have to kind of use your hat, you know. But could be if that's the concept, that it's, you know, it's like an extension of the city through its suburbs to those places which are associated with it. It doesn't just mean that you can make it out. I mean, it could be Morris, like what you're saying is that you have to be able to see that it's a city. Like, I mean, it's true, is that you're not going to necessarily see the city in from New Hampshire. I mean, they'll say, yeah, over there is Canada. You just see like a blob, or you know, you don't really see it. But like to see a city, a walled city. So it could be that you're gonna have to be pretty close, you know, relatively close to be able to see it. So it could be you could say that they're not. Rashi is not arguing with the Ran. You know, Rashi says you see it. But it could be you have to see it, I mean see it, see a city. Otherwise it's not really seeing it. Just because someone tells you that's where it is, that's not really seeing it. so it has a natural, you don't identify with the city as being a, you know, a suburb of the city, because you could see it in a theoretical way. But if you see the city, then you, you do, you feel like you're a part of it, like a skyline. You know, you see the Manhattan skyline, you feel like you're a New Yorker, you know. Like New Jerseyers consider themselves New Yorkers. You know, even if they live in New Jersey, but you see the city, you know, it depends on where in New Jersey, but if you live, you know, right over the bridge or whatever, you basically look at, you know, you can see the skyline, so you basically feel like you're New Yorker, you're for the Yankees. Right? There's an idea, it's like you're basically part of the metropolitan area or something to that effect. You know, big cities have an extended area. Yeah, but it's not the part of the city. That's the main idea. Tziruf means, what is the role of the tziruf? See, there's two kinds of tziruf, I'd say. There's two kinds of tziruf. There's a tziruf which renders you one with that which you're joining to. And then there's a tziruf where you're not one. You're two separate things. But there's a relationship. Two things could be related. Right? But there's a different type of tziruf which unites. It's a tziruf of union. Right? There's two different kinds of tziruf. The Rambam's tziruf is a tziruf of union. It makes it into one city. That has to be either super close, the proximity is super close, or it has to be visible but close and visible. It's within the Tum. If it's not in the Tum, it can't be one. But Rashi's idea is not a tziruf of union, but it's a tziruf of creating a relationship. They're definitely two. But there's a relationship. Tziruf of a relationship, that tziruf is like a weaker kind of a tziruf. And then the vision itself could do that, or the Tum could do that. Different level of proximity. Right, maybe you could think of an example of those two kinds of tziruf. Right, to summarize, just to give a point of the Machlokes in Rambam and Rashi, is what is Rabbi Shimon Levi doing? Is he telling you a din in the definition of the ear? That's according to Rambam. Right? He's defining an ear. An ear is defined by based upon an extension, an extended ear. Whereas Rashi is not defining an ear. An ear is an ear. He's defining the halacha of Kriya v'tasvav. Halacha Kriya Tasvav is not only on the ear, it's on the ear and its suburbs and those associated with the ear. So Yishuv Levi is qualifying the halacha of who reads on the 15th. According to the Rambam, he's not qualifying that. The reason on the 15th is the ear. He's just defining for you what do you mean by an ear? How do you define an ear? What I'm saying is in Rashi, you can't say that. You can't say that that's part of the ear. Not really part of the ear, it's not of the ear. I mean, it can be 2 miles away, and you see the thing. You can't say that's the ear. It's a suburb of the ear, but a suburb is a different. It's different dira. It's a different dwell. It's a different place of dira. But they identify with it. So the saying is, according to Rashi, it's saying is that the halacha extends not only to those who live in the city, but even those who are associated with the city. And again, the idea within Rashi, within both of them, is like, look, those people, when it comes to time of war, they run into the walled city. So they associate with the city, they're identified with the city, they're extension of the city. Oh yeah, this is interesting. There's an interesting point here. So this is just an interesting side point. It's like you could reason is that why would it be that it extends to the suburbs, right? Why should they formulate that way? I mean, not the old city, so you identify with it, you know. So I think the Rashba, I think it was, he says, is that because the idea is that those people in a time of war, so they gather in into the city, they function with the city, they're basically protected by the wall, right? And the whole thing here is based upon the war in Shushan as a walled city, and other walled cities had certain protection from that. I mean, they're different in terms of the battle. There were walled cities and unwalled cities, and they had different status vis-a-vis the nation. Vis-a-vis the battle. So if you learn that way, I mean, you don't have to learn that way, that's based upon the battle. But if you say, I mean, and the Rashba said that. So the question is why don't you define the extension of the city based upon who will run, who could run into the city in time of war? For instance, who cares? In terms of you running into the city, does it matter whether you can see the thing or not? You know, if you're a mile away, but you have a mountain in between, you don't have a mountain in between. Right? So you could see it or you can't see it. So I understand saying in terms of a suburb has to have a certain identification with the thing. So So when you see it, then you identify with the city, or you're in a certain close proximity, you walk there. But if you're saying the idea is based upon you take refuge in there in the time of war, you know, because of the wall, so then you could say, is what you mean, but then who cares if you can see it or not? Who cares if you can see it? You know, it should just be the military sphere of influence in the city, which is going to be based purely, would seem to be based purely on distance. I mean, sight is nice in terms of dira, in terms of identification of a city, you know, but in terms of the military framework, so it's hard to say that sight has any, you know, has any relevance. So basically my question is that how could, if you say that that halacha is based upon the idea of the walled city and the, you know, people who are going into the walled city, which Rishonim do talk about, so how does that jive with the idea of being seen? In which case, being seen, it doesn't seem to really make a difference in terms of a war. I mean, if there's a war, if you know there's a walled city near you, you're on there, whether you can see it or not. So all I come back to saying is good. Is that, I just want to elaborate a little bit more, but I think that's the idea. Is that, in a nutshell, I mean, the short version of it is like the reason why this is the extended definition of cities is because of the military properties. But that's not the halachic formulation. Okay? No, it's not the halacha that the walled city is defined as the military range of the city. That's not the halacha. Halacha is not the military zone. The military zone of the walled city reigns on the 15th. Because if that would be the case, then you're right, it would be based upon who's in the military zone, means who could run there, or based on proximity, or whatever. But the military idea is why the Torah, the Rabbanan, shows an extended definition of an ear. But halachically, it's saying is the suburbs, the city and its suburbs. Right? So the suburbs is defined, it's not defined by military strategy. Suburbs is defined by identification. Identification is based on seeing the place and its tchum and all these, you know, we just previously discussed. So, but it's not saying that halachically the military is the definition of the halacha. It's just that why it didn't just stick to the technical small, you know, boundaries of the wall. Like, for instance, by Batalei Rechoma, like Batalei Raisa, just goes by in the wall, period. But saying is here, since the idea is based upon the idea of the protection of the city, therefore it chose an extended definition. So either it chose an extended ear, or it chose the city and its suburbs. It didn't choose the military zone of the city. You could ask, why not? Right? I mean, I'm just saying, I'm defining it. That when the Rashba's saying that it goes by because they run into it, he's not saying halachically that's the definition of an ear, the military zone. He's giving you the motivation of why they chose the extended definition, idea of suburbs. Right? Now, why? I think there's a simple reason why they didn't choose the military zone. Okay? Which is because there doesn't have to be a wall anymore. In other words, what's the military zone of Shushan now? Okay? So there is no military zone of Shushan because it doesn't have a wall. Shushan still has suburbs. See, suburbs is a property of an ear, which is not dependent upon whether there is or isn't a wall. It's an idea of suburbs. It's a concept of suburbs of a city. But there's no, the military zone is something which is dependent upon the actual existence of the wall. It means who could take refuge from the wall. So saying if the wall gets knocked down, so now basically there is no military zone anymore. So you can't say it's the military zone because when there was a wall, the people who lived here would be able to run in and hide behind the wall. So you could say the city as a property of a city that was walled. That's the city that was walled in time, you're sure or not. But you say, therefore, that's the city that reads it. But you can't say the limits of the city is the military zone. If you'd say that, it would have to be that it still had those military properties. But that doesn't exist. They knew the halacha was set up, was going to be set up in a way which is independent of the actuality of the wall currently existing. But if you set it up as in the suburbs, so it's an extended definition of a city. And it includes those cities which are in the military zone. It does include them, but it's not limited to that because it's dependent upon, it will be able to apply, you know, even when there is no wall. It's a way to include the military, you know, this idea of these extended definition of the city, even those protected in the city, without making contingent upon military, which is basically going to have to be changing, you know, constantly changing. So the way they define it is based upon the city and the suburbs, or the Rambam makes some definition of the city based upon, you know, the Dira. But the Rashba is saying, or other Rishonim will mention that, is because they run into the thing. They're just giving you the motivation of why Chazal Mordechai Nestor didn't formulate it like in the Deraisa, where it's mamish the wall itself. Because it's the function of the wall, it goes beyond the wall itself. So therefore they chose a more extended definition of the city or of the, you know, to include the suburbs. And not only is it that there were no walls, the walls are going to get destroyed, but even when they set it up a wall in the time of Yeshua Benon. So what do you say, the military zone of Yerushalayim? There was no military zone of Yerushalayim in that time. There was no wall in Yerushalayim in that time. Yerushalayim was destroyed. So there was the idea of a military zone is a current reality. But the concept of suburbs is not dependent upon the actuality of a wall. There's an idea of a city and its suburbs. So that's something which could extend and exist even outside of a particular wall. But the concept of the military zone is only a reality. It's not like a historical reality. It exists insofar as there's a wall. If there's no wall, it doesn't exist anymore. But the cities are defined and delineated in a permanent way. So you can't say that which was part of the military zone, that exact square foot, which was part of the protection of the wall back in that day. That's like a relic of the thing. It's a city, which is in its suburbs. Which city had its suburbs? The suburbs of those cities, which were one time Yeshua Benon. But the cities were one time Yeshua Benon, and now there's a reality of the suburbs. So the suburbs exist now. I mean, according to this, I mean, I would think is that it wouldn't be like the question of suburbs would have to be based upon now. You know, like I'm not sure exactly what an afghan would be, but it's not based on what was a suburb back then. I don't know exactly how you can have the case, but.
Well, I mean, you could have.
Like, if that's, I guess, an afghan. It's like, let's say somehow there's a place that used to be able to be seen from Yerushalayim, but now because of certain buildings that were put up and whatever, it's no longer visible. Or they built a mountain, an artificial mountain, or I don't know, whatever it is. So now it's no longer viewed as a suburb of the thing. You don't identify it as being part of the city. So in historical, back in the day, it was, but I'd say is no, it's not part of the thing. It's not saying it was Nira Imo in the time of Yeshua Benon. It's no, if it had a wall in the time of Yeshua Benon, then it's a city which qualifies. But now, in order to be joined together with the city, you have to be able to see it. You have to be a suburb of it now. You know, which is based upon the Nira Imo and the Samach now. It doesn't say Nira Imo and Samach in the time of Yeshua Benon. Because that's what I'm saying is a current reality. It kind of makes sense to reference a city that had a wall, a major feature, as a major city in that time. But to start referencing the details, the exact boundaries back in that time, saying it's not a mistaber, that's what's going on. What we should do next? I mean, this is basically this part of the sugya. So the next is the question further in the Gemara, which is the question which Adam was asking about. I think, yeah, Adam was asking about it. It's like, does it matter the order in which the city was populated? Whether they first lived in it and then they built the wall, or first built the wall and then lived in it? Okay? So it's the Gemara, it's Rishuv and Levi. It's the first wide line, basically. And just two lines. Two lines of Gemara, and then you have Rashi, and you have Tosos. Okay, it's a big machlokes to show me on this.
What's that?
It's Gimel and Ves. Yeah. Big machlokes Rashi and Tosos. Okay, there's a Ran also. Like the Ran, and there's a Riff, and Rambam. There's a lot of Rishonim here.